The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Tuesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Vitullo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is Piscopo in the Morning on AM 970, The Answer.
Here's to those ladies and the gentlemen, here's to the A and F of M. I wouldn't have made it without them. Here's to the band. Here's to the band.
Good morning, good morning. Joe Piscopo on the radio, 7:06 with Jersey Joe and Frankie Five Barrels. Smokestack Cthulhu. He can blow at any moment. And Debbie's back. Yay! Hey, how are you? We are streaming on AM970TheAnswer.com. So for the seven people watching, thank you. Great to have you. Two people watching, thank you very much. We appreciate it very much. I still don't know why we have the lights. We got everybody getting up so early in the morning. One day we will learn how to do all this, and we're trying to do our best and come into the 21st century here on Piscopo in the Morning. Great to have you with us. Well, so I'll say it right on the air, because some people, you know, payola was a thing way back in the day where disc jockeys would take money to play certain records. So, and then there was some, I heard some stuff that was happening in this current day radio environment. 7:07 with Joe on the radio. Before we get to the news, Frankie, we were chatting about that. But if someone says to me, hey, Joe, have a dinner somewhere, and I have a good dinner, am I not allowed to say that I went and ate someplace?
No, of course you can. You can't give someone a plug on the air in exchange for eating somewhere for free.
So if I go someplace and then they say, oh, we were thinking of advertising, and I go to an establishment, let's say, okay, and then they say, oh, nope, it's on us, like that. And I go, oh, thank you, and I tip everybody. It costs me more to tip. It's cheaper if I just pay for it, I swear to God. But let's say, oh, okay, thank you. Now, if I can't come on the air and go, I went and had a great meal at this place. That's
sure,
payola?
No, that's plugola. But you can't mention, as long as it's not in exchange for the free meal. You know,
but they're expecting that. If they give me the free meal, they're expecting me to come on the radio and say good things about the rest. Am I right or wrong?
Well, I mean, I don't know.
Because we should just stop the practice then, if that's the case. Then we shouldn't do anything.
Well, we don't do plugola. Okay. We're very strict with that. We don't do that.
So
we all signed a no plug all.
And I'm relatively new with this. 8 minutes after 7 o'clock. If I go to a place and they go, Joey, come on in here, but no, this is all on us. Take this, like, you know.
Anybody can give you anything they want for free. Like Vinnie Rucuglia brings us egg sandwiches lard bread.
And he promised that he would do a wake for me.
But he doesn't do it.
If he could do a wake, he's the undertaker.
He doesn't do it with the expectation of getting a business promoted.
So to your point, when I go out, and let me just say for the record, is because we want to be very upfront here, is if we go out and I have a meal somewhere, and it's a great meal, and they say, oh, don't worry about it, Joey, we got this. And I tip everybody, we walk out, we have a nice time. I come on the air, I go, I had the best meal yesterday. I'm not saying that because they give it to me for free. I'm just saying it because I'm too so organically honest. But should I even avoid doing that, Frankie, you think?
No, I mean, it's just as long as no one gives you anything for free, expecting you to talk about the money.
Do you see what we're talking about right here? Just for a second, if you would, watching and listening. This is what politicians should do. This is the point I am making. This is exactly what politicians should do. If they're not sure if something is unethical, if someone is taking a bribe from somebody in their camp, what I'm talking about on the air live here, going straight out when, you know, just right here on AM 970, The Answer, politicians should do that with media people all around them. They should have media people come in. And that, not actually what Donald Trump is doing when he has those back and forth with the Republicans and Democrats, complete transparency. That's so if you're a politician, you're not. Am I allowed to do that? Can we do? I don't know. Let's bring the New York Times in. Let's bring NJ.com in. Let's talk about it. Mm. That's the way it should be done. So that's why I bring it on the airways. I want no air of impropriety on this show, and I don't want anything. You know, you're right. I don't want to walk the line. Somebody gave me something for free. Oh gosh, I'm not allowed to mention it. You know,
the issue with Vinnie Recuglia.
Did I mention the great meal I had last night? No, I'm sorry.
The issue with Vinnie Recuglia is if he does give you a free wake and viewing, you can't talk about it because you're dead. So the proof is really going to be from the people that go to the wake and go, wow, you look great.
We had such a good time when I was with – and again, I was at a restaurant that I the service was great. The food was great yesterday. And but it was – they just didn't have the feel of like when you go to some of the restaurants I tell you about. They just there was no personality to it at all. And it was high and it was loud. You know, it was like
–
and it was kind of new age. And I can't get out of here. You know what I mean? I like to sit with somebody like our buddy David Burke, who comes on the show, who does buy time on the show. And when you go and you sit – David Burke's a restauranteur. The Glaziers, you know, are restauranteurs at Michael Jordan's. Now, is that I'm telling you that because that's what I feel. This is not a plug for them. But when I would – last night, it was just like, who are you people? I was just, I'm looking around like this, you know, like, come to the table. Thanks for all being. If there's a table of 10, you come over, whoever's running that place, whoever owns that place, you come over and say, hey, thanks for being here. Nothing.
Of course.
None of that. None of that like that. It was unbelievable. But you know what? It was okay, but I'm not going to mention the name. So we're sitting there and we're with the good, we wanted to treat our friends at Michael's of Brooklyn for always being so loyal to us here, and as we are to the great Michael's of Brooklyn out there, right? So Michael was there. It was just a great time. So then we start talking about Vinnie Recuglia. We start talking about Vinnie. Mm-hmm. Vinnie is the Undertaker from Brooklyn who brings us everything. So I said to Fred, you got – and I mentioned it yesterday there. Vinny bought the bread to Michael's of Brooklyn. Is that the best? He's out there. And Fred, he didn't know who Vinny was.
Which I'm very surprised by.
Because it's like Brooklyn, all of Brooklyn.
He's running a restaurant.
I know, but
he didn't know that. And he said, some guy in a 1970s limo Cadillac with a big hat. I said, did he look like Luca Brasi? He goes, yeah, kind of he did. I go, that's Vinny Recuglia. He was waving the bread out the window. Listen to me. He's waving the bread out the window.
Usually he's in a hearse, though. Was it a hearse? No,
maybe,
I'm serious.
Maybe it was a hearse. I got to check with Fred. It was a hearse?
Usually it's a hearse.
Was there a body in the back?
Well, he is an Undertaker. Right.
So he's waving this. He's waving the bread. And one bread for Michael's of Brooklyn. I guess it was either the olive bread or the lard bread. And one bread for me. And I thought that was so nice. It was one of the premier top five restaurants, you know, in America. And he's bringing the bread. You got to love Vinny. And Frank, who is that guy? I go, please, that's Vinny. That's our go-to guy on the radio show. So thank you, Vinny. And I just love that. I love the character of New York. Oh, my Lord. And did you know Dice Clay was a waiter at Michael's of Brooklyn?
Oh, no. I didn't know that.
Wow. I had no idea. Fred told me this is what we found out yesterday. Andrew Dice Clay was a waiter, and Fred told me, I hope he doesn't mind me telling you, he had to fire him because he wasn't really doing a good job.
Hey, you want the red or you want the white? Oh!
You want the marinara? Oh! I can just see Dice as a waiter.
Yeah, it's not the Pecorino Romano.
Hey!
It's a Parmesan, all right?
Great sketch. But he was, because he's a Brooklyn guy.
Dice
is a Brooklyn guy. Fred's got a great story. That was so funny.
Greatest album Dice has ever done. The Day the Laughter Died. Two CDs said he did to Dangerfield years ago. Hysterical.
He was just, John Bramnick told me he was down at the Stress Factory. Sells out inside out and backwards, Dice does.
Yeah.
Just sells out all around.
Brilliant. He's still very, very funny. I mean, you might not like his jokes are edgy.
Well,
you know.
But that point, though, Dice is so politically incorrect.
Yeah.
And he gets away with it. So it's okay to do that, I guess, if you're like that, right?
He's been doing it his entire
career. And Larry
career.
David, you know what, Frankie? Larry David, when he does some of those things on the show, Curb Your Enthusiasm is so politically incorrect against the Me Too movement. Like the girl with the, I don't want to say it was inappropriate. I don't want to be inappropriate. But remember there was a girl that was built a certain way and they kept alluding to it during that one episode, one of the last episodes. And everybody kept noticing the girl because she was dressed in an outfit that kind of.
She was busty.
Yeah, thank you. But now isn't that sexist? Isn't that Me Too movement? Don't say that. Isn't that, you can't say that?
I'm
confused here. I'm confused.
I've opted out of the Me Too movement. So I don't know. I'm not not the best barometer of what's appropriate and what's not. I mean, we're giving Oscars to people that were arrested for rape these days. So maybe the Me Too movement has hit its crescendo.
Yeah, and the Oscars, the lowest rating in history. I thought it was okay, but silly me, everybody came down on Jimmy Kimmel for being too. I thought Jimmy was okay. It was throughout the show they had these little political messages. And frankly, we're tired of being lectured. We're just tired of being lectured. And what's interesting too,
I thought Gary Oldman's speech thanking America and acknowledging all the great things America has done for him was wonderful.
Thank you.
Beautiful.
Yeah, I
thought the tribute that they did to the military films was great. I thought the bit that Jimmy Kimmel did going to the movie theater and surprising the people watching Wrinkle of Time was very funny, and it added a little bit of a dose of unscriptedness to it. I'm not really a Jimmy Kimmel. Jimmy Kimmel seems like a good guy. I just never found him funny, and especially once he became a political commentator masquerading as a comedian. But I thought, even though I'm not necessarily a Kimmel fan of his comedy, I thought he was pretty good. Not great, but I thought he was pretty good.
Yes, he was.
So I think a lot of it was just that, one is people in middle America feel alienated from Hollywood. They feel like there's a total disconnect for a lot of the reasons that you mentioned. And also that there was no blockbuster movies that like a Titanic or Lord of the Rings were getting a lot of nominations.
Yeah.
And there was not a lot of competition in any of the acting categories. Everyone knew Gary Oldman was going to win. Everyone knew Frances McDormand was going to win. And so I think that all... And just,
but Hersey McDormand's speech was, which was very nice and telling and interesting. It's lecturing. It's lecture. But you know what? Your point. See, I thought I didn't see it as bad as it's been in years past. So, but I think that people have just had it with being lectured. I think we just had it with being, and it shows to me, it shows the disconnect between the elites, that are in our society, whether it's in business, whether it's in Hollywood, whether it's the athletes making $30 million a year. You cannot identify with the rest of us, but particularly...
And in politics. I think
More there than anywhere
else. The election results from Sunday's parliamentary elections in Italy would show all these anti-establishment parties gaining bigly in Italy, just like they are...
He didn't say bigly. You used to do it was big league. It
sounds like big league to me.
It's big league. It's
but it should be big league.
It should be big league, and we've invented this.
Right.
Now we're coming off. We're doing offshoots of President Trump's language.
Exactly.
He says it's big league. He goes, oh, that something happened. Big league. I've heard that. That's like maybe it's a New York expression, but I've heard that. But people thought he's saying big league.
Big league. It should be big league.
Sure. Sure.
I say big league.
Isn't that a grocery store? Piggly, Biggly, Piggly Wiggly.
Here's the best part. Speaking of the Oscars, you saw the guy who created the founder of Tower Records, Russ Solomon, right? He died Sunday night in his home of Sacramento, California. He was 92. What was he doing? He was watching the Academy Awards when he apparently suffered a heart attack. Why? He said he was giving his opinion of what someone was wearing, thought it looked ugly, asked his wife to go refill his whiskey. When she came back, he was dead.
Oh, boy.
That's a way to go, though.
Yeah, that's where you would go.
Founder of Tower Records, which was a huge...
Whose dress was it?
Didn't say.
Because they could sue that person.
But he was 92 drinking whiskey and watching the Academy Awards.
How old is he?
He was 92. He was the founder of Tower Records. Yeah, huge record superstore.
By the way, you saw, speaking as Frances McDormand, that they stole her Oscar.
Yeah, right.
Well, that guy they caught. So that's the guy. They're showing the guy on CBS News right now.
Yeah,
he grabbed it off. I guess she had it at her table. This is the governor's ball. She had it at her table. He walked over, and I guess he took it. And I guess when she turned around and looked back, she was hysterical because she's like, where's the Oscar? It's gone. And he's posting it on his Instagram account, walking around saying, I got it. Now, apparently, a photographer who was there covering the event for freelancing, I guess, for some magazine or whatever, saw him, walked over to him, and took the statue back. Cops arrested him. He is being charged with grand theft.
Thank you, Al. So, Frankie,
Those things are heavy. My uncle had one.
The tariff situation.
I love it. I think it's great.
But everybody's kind of going against it. But this here, this says in a nutshell, this is on Twitter. Folks are hitting us up on Twitter. And Donald Trump is utilizing a brilliant technique running up to the midterms. By taking the middle ground, he's forcing Democrats who normally run middle and govern left to run far left and not govern at all. Bingo. I'm telling you, it's a concerted effort. And I think that the president, when he throws out these things and he goes tariffs, he knows when he talks about North Korea, when he talks about China, when he talks about the tariffs, I think it's a concerted effort. It's at least it's a shot over the bow. Okay, let's negotiate. That's what we're I think we're seeing a guy that is very much in charge in this regard. And I think these are all concerted efforts. When we think, oh my gosh, he's out of control. No?
Well, I think this is genuinely what the president believes in. I mean, he's talked about this for years. And rumor has it there's a very good chance that the architect of the president's tariff plan, Peter Navarro, will be joining us tomorrow.
Really? He's going to come on? That would be the first person from the administration who we helped get elected. And not because we were just like very pro this or pro that, just that we were nice enough to allow them on the show. Peter would come back to the show. And I'm not surprised because he's a very nice man. And we've had so much fun with him.
And now one of the president's top advisors. He's number one guy on trade.
And now if he comes back to the show, because everybody, if you're listening, and we'll go to a break, but everybody come on the show, right? We'd let I don't want to mention name, everybody on the show. Once everybody got an office, boom, we make the phone call. I ain't begging anybody. I'm not going to beg anybody. There was a governor, president, I don't care. I'm not going to beg anybody to come on the show. They're lucky to have the airwaves. That's my opinion here. But no one called back. Peter Navarro called back. That's nice. We'll see.
In fairness to the people that used to come on,
they're a little busy.
The KT McFarlands, the Kellyanne Conway,
a little busy.
Everybody else. The White House press shop is not exactly a model of stability, right? They're on their fourth communications director in 13 months, it takes a while just to get a standard operating procedure of, okay, this is how we do things, this is how we respond to interview requests. I don't think you should take it personally.
I don't take it personally. As a matter of fact, I don't get it. I don't get upset. We just say, okay, we move on. And I think we're being very objective in that regard. Hey, Lionel, you don't want to miss Lionel. We're going to take a break for about 40 minutes. But Lionel, we're going to turn the mics on and let Lionel talk. 21 minutes at the 7 o'clock. Hiya, Debbie. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great, great, and great. I'm gonna just have to crash out in the city. I want to go home, see the guys and everything. But I'm gonna have to just stay because that storm's gonna come in again. And it's not a fake out storm, is it, guys? Do we know? Joe Lumberg will let us know.
But I don't think so.
It's not one of these much ado about nothing. Because the last storm, Debbie, were you okay? Were you okay where you were?
Yeah, I was okay. I was in and out of the city that day, and I was okay. But I know one of my friends. It took her, I think it was 3 hours to go 2 miles because of all the down wires and poles. So it depending where you are. I heard Frank say that he was stuck in a lot of traffic Friday.
Well,
so
yep, for that overturned tractor trailer on the Verrazano. However, in my neck of the woods, schools are still closed. Why? No power.
What's
is there
going
a government official anywhere in Trenton? I'm just asking.
Call the governor. Just call him. Yeah. Let's get him on.
He won't call. There's another guy that won't call back. Are you
Let's,
kidding me?
You know,
hey, we don't care. We are who we're independent and we're proud of it. Right, Deb? 722 Piscopo in the morning. How are we doing out there this morning, Deb?
Let's see what's happening, Joe. The LIE West at 110. That's an accident over on the island. Still pretty busy. Southern State westbound at the Seaford Oyster Bay. An accident over there as well. Watch for some slowdowns as you head to the Staten Island Expressway eastbound out toward the Verrazano right now as well because of earlier problems over on the BQE. The earlier accident cleared up by the Battery Tunnel on the BQE. Inbound GWB 40 minutes into town. Lincoln 30, Holland 30 minutes. And traffic building Garden State Parkway North at 145 with an accident there as well. Southbound Thruway building at the Tappan Zee Bridge. 9 is moving solely at Indian Brook Road in Phillipstown with an overturned car. Brought to you by Prudential. Prudential's new podcast, Everyday Bravery, features compelling and intimate stories by everyday people whose simple acts of courage helped define the course of their lives. Subscribe to Everyday Bravery wherever podcasts are available. Calm before the storm for today. Tomorrow, a mess on the way. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by CeCe's. New crust, new sauce, New York-style pizza. Now at CeCe's. Grab an extra-large slice of their new meatball pepperoni pizza and new cheesecake brownies for dessert. There's so much to love on the buffet for just $5 and change. Only at CeCe's. Prices vary. Restrictions apply.
Mike Gallagher thinks arming teachers is a no-brainer.
Of course teachers who are already comfortable with guns and are capable of handling guns, who will be willing to go through additional training and scrutiny and vetting. Of course they need to be able to be armed. It's not even a close call.
The Mike Gallagher Show. Weekdays at 10, right before Dennis Prager at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
The Fox Business Network, a group that includes the Nordstrom family, has lost its attempt to take the company private because its offer was too low. The Wall Street Journal says a special committee of the Nordstrom board turned down the offer unless the family promptly and substantially improves it. Nordstrom has more than $2.5 billion in long-term debt. Apple is working on a new MacBook Air that could cost less. Analysts at KGI Securities say Apple is planning to release a new, cheaper version of the laptop. Current prices start at about $1,000. The new laptop could be released as soon as June. House Speaker Paul Ryan pushed back against steel and aluminum tariffs, and stocks pushed higher on Monday. The Dow Jones Industrials added 336 points, the NASDAQ was up 72, and the S&P was up 29. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
You wanted to be a teacher when you were little, but as you grew up, things changed. Teaching just didn't seem like the best option anymore. So you decided to become something else. But what would your 12-year-old self say? Interesting and innovative things are happening in teaching today. So it's time to put it back on your list. Don't try to convince yourself otherwise. You had it right the first time.
Find out how you can make more at teach.org. Make more. Teach. Brought to you by Teach and the Ad Council.
In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion. There is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Catsimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. You won't just hear partisan spin. You'll hear directly from the newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. On the Katz Roundtable, you won't just hear about politics. You'll hear about science, business, education, animal rights, and any other topics that you're interested in. Catch the Katz Roundtable every Sunday morning, starting at 8:30, right after Marano in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. I hope you'll join my friends and colleagues here at AM 970 The Answer, Hugh Hewitt, Larry Elder, and me on the 2018 Aloha Talkers Hawaiian Cruise this coming August. This is going to be an amazing journey, a great time to discuss the future of our country, all while sailing in paradise amidst the legendary Hawaiian Islands. Unlike any other cruise you've ever experienced, this will be one of the best times you've ever had. We'll sail to some of the most beautiful islands in the world. We'll see all the sights by day. Then at night, join Larry, Hugh, and me for a lively an interactive discussion on what's going on in our country while exchanging ideas about ways to chart a fresh course for our beloved nation. It's the 2018 Aloha Talkers Hawaiian Cruise. Set sail for 7 days, August 11th through the 18th. For all the details, just visit am970theanswer.com. That's am970theanswer.com or call 855-655-1335, 855-655-1335. Book your trip today.
Joe Piscopo here, coming to you from the Smart Way to Buy .com studios. You know, buying a pre-owned car can be scary. How do you know it's safe? Was it in a flood or accident? Can you believe the mileage on the odometer? Well, on the smartwaytobuy.com, you'll find the finest collection of pre-owned vehicles in the area. And you'll find peace of mind because every car you see on the site comes with a vehicle history and has gone through a 150-point inspection. Plus, each one comes with a 5-day, 500-mile exchange policy, so you can be confident it's the right vehicle for you and at the right price. Because the smartwaytobuy.com backs up every one of their already low prices with a 110% low price guarantee. The details are all there on the site. Discover the benefits of buying your next pre-owned vehicle, the smartwaytobuy.com.
Due to the game, Kevin McCullough Radio, today at 4:30 p.m. on AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Honda.
Jersey Joe on the radio, 728 right now on AM 970, The Answer, AM970TheAnswer.com, five boroughs right there, Big Al over there, Big Al, we got everybody going for you. Hello, Albert, and George is here, and Matt is here, thank you guys. We are streaming live on AM970TheAnswer.com. Lionel is a buddy, he's a friend, brilliant legal mind,
but whacked out of his mind, and that's what we love about him. Lionel, welcome to the show, man. Nice to have you with us, my friend. How are you?
You work at The Answer, and I'm whacked out of my mind. I am Joe Piscopo. I have COPD. I can't even get through this.
COPD, even okay. With the breathing.
What is
it's
that?
It's the breathing.
What is it? 70s. Let's get down to brass tacks, okay?
Oh, yeah. What you texted me. Wait, Lionel, you texted me and said, Joey, I want to tell you about, is it the memo that you texted me about? That? Anyway, let it rip, Lionel. Let it rip. What are you thinking, my friend?
I didn't text you, but that's okay. Yeah, that's anyway, doesn't matter.
You're welcome.
Let's talk about Sam Nunberg. Okay. Earth to Joe.
Okay.
Nunberg.
Okay.
Nunberg pulls the full Ginsburg yesterday, okay? Yeah. Virtually. Mm-hmm. Sam Nunberg was a nondescript, I guess, Trump campaign worker who spent more time yesterday on national TV than he did working for the Trump administration. Now, apparently, he's either drunk, drinking, off his meds, on his meds, or off his rocker.
Oh, boy.
And you know you have a great, great interview when Erin Burnett says, are you drinking? Basically, she should have turned to the camera and said to the audience, are you drinking? Because if you're watching this, you've got to be drinking. Now, Joe, you and I know that exploiting the mentally ill, exploiting alcoholics, those people who are enfeebled, look, you've been to enough Crowley sales meetings to know that these people who walk in there, they have no idea how you victimize these people. You know all about how
stop
this
it. You're,
look at the crew.
You're breaking my hernia again.
Look
please.
At the room.
Go ahead.
Look around you, Joe. Think about this.
Listen to them.
You're pushing mid-70s. Did you ever think this is the way it would end? Okay, from 30 Rock to rock bottom. But anyway, let me continue. So what's happening right now is...
I disagree. I'm very proud to be here. I have to do a caveat. I'm very proud to be here.
As we say on Facebook.
And it's nice it's nice to see you on TV every night. That's
I'm
right.
I don't know what that means, but all right. So he goes on TV. Now, Joe, as you know, there was something called the Sicilian flu. Sicilian flu is when the old dons, whenever they will be charged or indicted, all of a sudden would have a heart malady. They'd be brought into federal court on gurneys. Remember Vinnie Chin Gigante
with the pajamas.
The odd father, as they call them. Okay.
Yeah.
What happens is either Nunberg, I think he's pulling one of these. He's a genius. Either way, Mueller's saying this is my witness. This is it. So
that's actually a very smart take.
It's amazing. So anyway, where's Nunberg's lawyer? Now, as a practical matter, I love his excuse. You expect me to come down, and I got to explain. I don't know Carter Page. I don't want to go through it. I got stuff to do. I've never heard anybody who basically uses inconvenience as a legal basis, as an objection for the thing. Now, you and I know that what you do is you say, look, I'm not talking. It's like, Joe, when you were a kid years ago in Jersey and they asked you, who killed Kennedy? You said, I don't know, and I'm not talking. All right, so what happens is when you say, I'm pleading the fifth.
Yeah.
And if they say to you, well, sir, excuse me, Mr. Piscopo, you are not a subject, you're not a target, you're merely a witness, I don't care, I'm pleading the fifth. So the prosecution has one of two options. One, they can say, okay, fine, we don't need you, or we'll find you guilty or prosecute you anyway, or they will grant you immunity, use immunity, where they say we cannot use your testimony, which we are compelling against you, provided you don't lie, versus transactional immunity, which was the old days where we're not going to prosecute you for anything. But this is, all right, so that's normally the way it's done. But oh no, not Nunberg. He goes from one to the other, full Ginsburg. Remember years ago with Monica Lewinsky's lawyer?
Yeah.
Kind of on Sunday morning. Well, he's on every show there is, and they don't know what to do. Now, the reason why this is important is simply this. Mainstream media news, specifically CNN, MSDNC, which is an apparatchik for the Democratic Party, they have nothing. They have, seriously, nothing. It's like, you know, the Academy Awards, emblematic of the way things are. Mm-hmm. Joe, these are different times, more options. We live in a world today, as you know, where people want video. I'm talking to a man on radio, by the way. Well, sorry, got bad news for you. But remember years ago...
We're streaming live. There are seven people watching us now. Please, let me tell you.
Okay. All right.
Well, you talk about Russia. You talk about Russia. Russia. This whole Russia collusion thing. It's a whole fiasco in your mind, Lionel.
I love that segue. That was like a hard 90 degree. Not even talking about Russia. And you say, you know, you're talking about.
You're
Russia.
Talking about. You're
one time.
I'm asking you. It's about Russia. There's no collusion. And as a matter of fact, and then what you're saying, what Nunberg's doing, which is actually bright. This might be again a concerted effort on his part, just to disqualify him from appearing before Mueller.
As you know, was brought up for one thing. So yeah. Hillary Clinton could explain to the world how she lost a rigged election. That was it. Blame the Russians. Now, when they realized, not so fast, Mueller, if you want to find out how she lost, the DNC leaks didn't come from Vladimir Putin. Try Seth Rich, the assassinated Seth Rich that nobody seems to be talking about. Donna Brazile, in her mea culpa, when she pulled a Valachi of any Teresa, where she basically said...
Wait, all the Italian references with me. Valachi.
Joe, that's all you know. Have you ever heard your show? Seriously, sounds like a Knights of Columbus, you know, reject show. Anyway, but the point is that there's this
and we love the Knights of Columbus, please.
Of course, you love them. I love this. I love them. They're wonderful. And the Junior League, wonderful people. I love everybody. I'm Joe Piscopo, and I'm available for benefits. But I digress. The point is that they, if they really wanted to know where this was, they would pursue that. Now, they realized, Hillary, we can't go there anymore because... You, Lee, it's Seth Rich, it's you. Donna Brazile did this. She recognized this. Christopher Steele saying this. So then they said, well, what else can we do? How about let's just pivot right, like you did just now in that question about Russia. Let's pivot right and go for maybe something that we can use as a, quote, insurance policy or something to get either Trump bounced, either via an impeachment, maybe 27th Amendment, 25th, excuse me, Amendment, or something along those lines. Now, what's happening, and what's interesting to note, is that there's nothing there either. What this is about is still simply, let's try something. So far, Mueller has indicted 4 people. Forget the 13 people. These were Russian bots last week. I don't know who these people were. He just was a Hail Mary. They had to do something.
Yeah, yeah.
Because remember, why did that happen? At the very same time that people were asking, why did the FBI drop the ball regarding that Florida investigation? Why didn't the FBI respond to the name of this kid, ISP of this kid, pictures of the kid, screenshots of the kid?
Yeah.
Palpable
threat. In Parkland, yeah.
All of a sudden, hey, we got an indictment.
Yeah.
So far, remember, the first two indictments were, of course, Manafort and Gates. That predates Trump. That's about Ukraine.
Yeah.
That's Yanukovych.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, the other one, too, Papadopoulos and Flynn.
Yeah.
The best one is, recently, this federal judge said, I want you to consider, General Flynn, entertaining, and when a judge does this on his own, sua sponte, it means something. You might want to consider a motion to withdraw your plea. So they've got nothing.
Yeah, yeah.
This has been going on, Joe, since July of 2016.
But you know what? And we got to go, Lionel, to news. But how do you end up? There's nobody watching over this. My main thrux is who's watching over it? Where's the inspector general? It's $20 million. How much is SpongeBob Mueller making? How much is this guy making alone? He's got to be making a couple million bucks. When does it end? Who has the power to end it?
What is Sessions even doing there? What is he? I would start firing people left and right. This is what happens.
Yeah.
Because there's one thing he said, you know, Eric, you know, he said, Holder, I liked him. At least he was loyal. He has no loyalty. And he's got to clear out, my God, Hope Hicks.
Yeah.
Thank God he got rid of your bud, the Cretan Scaramouche. I don't know where his mind goes in terms of people he wants to surround himself with. Wait a minute, what am I doing? I'm asking you. Look around the studio.
I think Scaramouche should be there every single day before a microphone. We love the Mooch. We love the Mooch.
Representative of Italian Americans. Oh, that's an insult.
I just like people who turn it upside down in Washington. That's why we put you on the show.
Idiot. The man on the corner outside your studio talking to his hand. He's doing the same thing.
No, he's welcome. He's welcome anytime. Lionel, thank you.
Thank you.
That is my guy. Thank you, Lionel. 7:38 with Piscopo in the morning. Oh, he had a wrangle. Did we make sense of it all? We should have bullet points. I mean, do we make sense of it all? We got some really clear things. You have to kind of muddle through that with Lionel and get to the point. Hey, it's 7:39 right now. 877-970-2999. Big Al standing by. We're running so late right now. He's got the headline news on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
32 degrees at 7:39. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. New Jersey Transit is suspending a conductor for making an announcement that immigration agents were on board searching for illegal immigrants. The Garden State's public transportation system stated Monday that they have taken swift action against the unidentified male employee by suspending him without pay while his actions are investigated. The conductor in question, while aboard the North Jersey Coastline 6:54 a.m. train out of Bayhead, reportedly announced that Department of Homeland Security and Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents were on the train, followed by a second announcement that agents were looking for illegals. NJ Transit has confirmed there was no immigration investigation on the train. An off-duty NYPD traffic agent was arrested after she went berserk when a working agent wrote her a ticket in the Bronx. Police say Jamelia Branch was in her car on Moshaloo Parkway and Jerome Avenue Sunday night when the ticket agent began to write her a summons. Branch identified herself as an NYPD employee, but the other agent continued to write the ticket. Police say Branch's reaction scared the working ticket officer so much that she called police. The off-duty agent was charged with menacing, harassment, and obstructing governmental administration. In sports, Jordan Eberle tied the game with just over a minute left before the Islanders lost 4-3 in overtime in Vancouver. Josh Bailey, John Tavares scoring for the Islanders. They've lost seven straight. The Isles are 4 points out of a wild card spot. They'll skate in Edmonton on Thursday to take on the Oilers. Stuck in traffic, Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Well, good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. Heading to the Sprain, southbound, moving slowly, getting down through Yonkers. Northbound at Tuckahoe Road, up through Yonkers. Watch out for an accident there. Traffic building on 17 eastbound, exit 128 down through Chester. A collision on the shoulder. Inbound GWB 45, Lincoln 30, Holland 30, the Garden State Parkway North at 145. An accident was just cleared. 46 eastbound at New Road in Parsippany. That's a crash, and traffic is still moving pretty slowly for you over on 78 as you head westbound, getting out toward the Garden State Parkway. Eastbound, slowing down by exit 49 with a disabled tractor trailer. Expect some delays as you head to the Cross Bronx West out toward the Alexander Hamilton Bridge. Staten Island Expressway eastbound jammed up at the Verrazano, and over on the Stagdacos North at Pine Air Drive, getting up through Brentwood. That's an accident as well. LIE West at 110, an accident reported. Sun today, high of 46. Tomorrow, rain and snow in the morning, becoming all snow in the afternoon. It's going to be a mess tomorrow. Alternate side in effect. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame, AM 970, The Answer.
Special interest announcement brought to you by Caltrin.
Clean up on aisle 8.
Not again. It's your turn.
No way. I got the last one.
Fine. I just hope it's not a set of love handles.
That's nothing. Yesterday, I had to clean up some thunder thighs and a butt.
Oh my gosh, ever since people started taking Calitrin, they've been dropping weight like crazy.
Started taking what?
Calitrin, you know, the healthy choice for weight loss.
So I got the Calitrin and I tried it and was amazed at how well it worked. I lost my stomach. I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. And it also took my hot flashes away. So it's been wonderful.
Hi, this is Brenda. I lost 50 pounds. I have regained my energy. I have regained some mental clarity. I enjoy life again. It's just been amazing. I recommend it to anybody and everybody.
Caltrin. Visit us on the web at toploss.com.
Gregory Floyd, host of Reaching Out, gets answers to the tough questions from people in the know.
A very special guest is Congressman Joseph Crowley. You just announced a Rent Relief Act, federal legislation that would provide 2 refundable tax credits to people who live in rental housing.
There's no provision in the law in the tax code to actually help those who rent. 2/3 of the people of the city of New York rent their living space. 111 million people in the United States rent their living space. That's 1/3 of the people living in the United States live in rental apartments. Yet there's no provision to help them make ends meet. 50% of the people who rent are actually spending more than 30% of their income on their rent, which actuaries and economists say is too much. And so what we're looking to do is give them some relief.
It's Reaching Out with Gregory Floyd, Saturday nights at 7 on AM 970, The Answer.
Here we go. Piscopo in the morning. Good morning. Good morning. 743 on AM 970. The Answer, telling you about Parian and Sons of Franklin Lakes, New Jersey. They have been selling fine jewelry, watches, diamond engagement rings for 96 years. You believe that? For almost 100 years? That's almost as old as I am. Parian and Sons are real jewelers. They service, they repair, they restore. You could bring in all the stuff that you think is so old. You will go up and pick it up at Parian & Sons, looking brand spanking new. It's what I'm doing with all my watches and everything. I could probably find a couple old wedding bands laying around. Maybe I'll bring over there. Hey, if you're getting engaged too, Parian & Sons will walk you through the four C's. When you buy a diamond, it is about the character and the cut and the quality, you know, of the diamond. And Parian & Sons will walk you through that like no other jeweler. And they offer at Parian & Sons a diamond buyback guarantee. How awesome is that? A diamond buyback guarantee. Parian & Sons, right there on Franklin Avenue in Franklin Lakes, New Jersey. Or you can go to ParianDiamonds.com.
Everybody knows this guy.
Now, everybody knows he can do a radio show.
Joe Piscopo. Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Live from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios.
Hello, is that me? There you go. Now, let that rip, man. Let that rip. Can we get into it a little bit? 7:45. I'm going to the calls right after this. Come on. Let me hear that. Oh, yeah. Little Bruce. Little moving music to get us going. It's American Land, right? I love this. This is like a celebration of America, this song. See? That's why I like Bruce Springsteen as a songwriter. But people go, yo, Bruce, please, because politically, no. You got to get into it a little bit. Come on. Let's stand up. Let's dance. Here it is. It's the morning. We'll get the day going. Five Burrows in the house. Big Al Gattulo's here. And you know what's interesting, Frankie Five Burrows, about this song? You can actually understand the lyrics. Let's listen to Bruce for a second here. Well, you can hear the American land anyway, right? Is that right? Frankie? Hello, Frankie.
Yeah. I mean, it's still a fair amount of grunting. You almost make out what he's saying.
7:46. Piscopo on the radio. Great to have you with us. Let me go to Steve in Manhattan. Good morning, Steve. What's on your mind this morning?
When Italian eyes are smiling. Joe, you going to be the lead of honor of the St. Patty's Day parade this year?
Yeah, no. Although my kids are, Steve, my kids are half Irish. It's a good mix. You ever notice the Italian and the Irish? Why do the Irish always marry the Italians? Is that right? And vice versa? And the kids come out good, right? But I won't be at the parade, no.
Right, because you had a lot of Italian-American and Irish-American neighborhoods that were mixed. That's where you had that.
That's right.
You could always say your kids are half Italian and half human. All right, anyway. But anyway, Joe, just getting back to Lionel. I mean, this guy's unbelievable. You got his talking shoes on. You guys could go out for breakfast when he comes on. You know that, right?
He
wears his talking shoes. You got to make sure he has his talking shoes
on. The other thing about Lionel is you'll get three vital, really riveting points. But I want to say, but Lyle, give us the three vital riveting points that you've come up with this morning, because you got to go through like 15 minutes of Lionel doing a dance. You're absolutely right. Steve, thank you. Thanks for checking in. And we love Lionel. But yeah, we understand. You need a translator for Bruce and for Lionel on the show. Al from Manhattan. Hey, Al, how you doing, buddy?
Good morning, Joseph. I I've been listening to your show from the beginning, and I enjoy several guests, such as Pete King and Michael Goodwin,
Of
my favorites.
Yeah.
But hands down, Lionel is definitely in the top five. I've seen him live. That man should run for office, I tell you. He is something else. And just wanted to point out to you that I really enjoyed listening when he was on the show.
That you were the one. Thank you, Al. We appreciate that very much. No, it's great. You know what he is. And he does do a great live show if you ever get a chance to see Lionel in person. 7:47 with Piscopo in the morning. Five Burrows is here. And, Al, if you go by, I don't see on my the news here, but I do see it breaking on Fox elsewhere, is what's happening with North Korea. That just broke now. Kim Jong-un tells South Korea.
An hour ago. We talked about
that. Yeah, I know. And I'm asking you to reiterate, because as you told me many, many times, Al, you're so grumpy, I swear to God. I said, it was an hour ago. You're right. You mentioned it once in 4 hours. Forget about it, Al.
No,
I'm sorry to put you at work.
No,
I'm asking you.
You mentioned it as if we didn't discuss the story.
No,
we
you
did.
Took it as that, because you're so sensitive and you're so dang grumpy all the time. Al, could you please tell us about North Korea? I said that already.
I'll tell
4 hours
North
ago.
Korea,
thank you.
Oh, my
Frank,
God. And then these guys rail me. They rail me and go, Joe, you have to repeat things every 10 minutes because people get in the car. They drive 15 minutes. They get to go, it's morning radio. The turnover. I said, what's a turnover? Isn't that something you eat? An apple turnover? No. The turnover is the audience in the morning.
The phrasing that you used made it sound like it just happened now. It did not.
I know,
however,
you just want to argue.
No,
it is. God. When I say to you, am I right or wrong, Frankie? He just wants to argue. It's like, Al, can you give us the news? Why? I gave it to you already.
That's right.
You did the news.
Get off my lawn.
There better not be any repeating of that storm in your news.
We all got places to go.
That's right.
Big man with the news.
That's right. We do.
Now, I'll tell you about North Korea.
Yeah, this is a big story. Al, take a rest. It's a once.
Why do I got to take a rest? Got 2 hours left. What?
He's like, smokestack.
According to South Korea,
I love North Korea.
That's enough. They know.
No, don't give Al the button. Just don't give him the button. His button's is bigger than anybody's.
North Korea is willing to discuss giving up its nuclear weapons.
This is huge.
Kim Jong-un has apparently told South Korean envoys that his country is willing to hold negotiations with the United States on abandoning its nuclear weapons and that it would suspend all nuclear and missile tests while it's engaged in such talks, according to South Korean officials.
Sorry. I couldn't resist.
You're such a pain in the neck. You're right. I mentioned it once.
You missed it. That's it.
You got to listen. You don't listen 4 hours. You got a problem with that? You got to listen 4 hours. I mentioned it one time. You don't listen. I'm not saying it again. I swear to God, I'm not saying it again. Hey, Frankie, this is huge. But now I'm afraid the Trump administration is, and part of the strategy of the president, of course, my button is bigger than yours. You know where he's going. And all of us said, okay, this is just a negotiating ploy. Now they got to negotiate when Kim Jong-un shows. I mean, and then Gordon Chang may disagree with me. 10 minutes. We're going to traffic in a second. 10 minutes before 8. But don't you give this guy, don't you step in or send somebody over, Dennis Rodman or somebody over to negotiate? Because this is a huge comment coming out of North Korea.
This is big. It shows that, I guess, the process is working. The thing that I don't understand, though, if you're Kim Jong-un, why would you ever give up your nuclear weapons? You saw what happened to Saddam Hussein when he gave up his weapons of mass destruction. You saw what happened to Gaddafi when he gave up his weapons of mass destruction. Ukraine had nuclear weapons. They gave them up. What happened? They got taken over by everybody.
Yeah.
One Russian dissident group after another. Clearly, the message to the world is if you have weapons of mass destruction, don't give them up because otherwise your regime is at stake.
Well, to answer your question, because they have no food. Because he can't feed their people. And that may be what that's about. Hey, it's 751. Hi, Deb. How you doing?
He gave us the traffic.
What do you mean? You don't want
to get traffic? The doctor said to take it easy. I'm going to bust my hernia again. No. I said, Al, what was that news story you said? He goes, it was like George Washington, the guy going, I gave you the news story already.
Yeah, you're supposed to be paying attention to everything. And Al has a lot of fans out there. I sent him a text the other day. Barbara from Jersey City. She loves Al.
Yeah, I don't know who that person is. It was nice that you sent that, but I have no idea. But thank you.
No, she's just listening every day. No, she doesn't.
I don't know who she is.
No, she never met Al. She just loves
My theory is this. Theory is this. Cthulhu's going
to
be on ESPN and bury us all. He's going to get a big contract over at ESPN.
Not at all.
And me and Frank will be going, hello, welcome to AM970 The Answer without Al. So and now with the beer cast going on, it's like this internationally renowned beer cast show that he has. Everybody loves that. We love Al, too.
Oh, yeah.
What would we do without Uncle Al?
And they love when Al
He's spinning his finger in the air. Georgia, see Al spinning his finger. See, this means let's go. We got to go to break because otherwise we're going to run really late. So we did traffic already. Do we have to do it again? 7:52.
Yes, 4 times an hour, yes.
How are we doing, Deb?
Ready to go to 78 eastbound, Joe. Getting Al Tredix at 49. Disabled tractor trailer, heavy in both directions. Garden State Parkway South at 131. A collision there, right by the Driscoll Bridge. Traffic is still moving slowly. Northbound Garden State Parkway, 145. A collision was cleared. Expect delays at the inbound GWB of 40 minutes. Lincoln, 30. Holland, still 30 minutes heading into town. And traffic is still moving slowly on the Staten Island Expressway eastbound, getting out toward the Verrazano Bridge because of earlier problems. Traffic is still moving very slowly on the Sagticoast, northbound Pioneer Drive in Brentwood, with a collision. And the southern state westbound at the Seaford Oyster Bay, an accident over there as well. Stop and go traffic on 9A getting down through White Plains, some down wires. And on the spray north at Tuckahoe Road in Yonkers, an accident being cleared. Alternate side in effect. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime, AM 970, The Answer.
Thank you, Debbie. Joe Piscopo, tell you about Harry's. You will look, we're streaming live, AM970TheAnswer.com. I'm showing you a Harry's razor that I love. Look at the isn't that a pretty kind of emerald green? And it's ergonomic, and you can, it's just so easy on your face when you shave. I love Harry's. I love telling you about Harry's.com. I carry this with me. I carry a Harry's with me. I carry the shave cream and the gel with me. So when I'm on the road like I am now in a crazy week with all the weather, I could just reach into my bag. Harry's.com gives me the shave of a lifetime. And I could shave like 24 hours before it lasts forever because of the blades that Jeff and Andy have invented. Harry's.com. You've got to go. The gal's talking to you as well. Now, by taking less profit and selling directly to you on the show here and over the internet, Harry's offers their blades at half the price. You get this, like I'm showing you, the weighted ergonomic handle, 5 precision engineered blades with a lubricating strip, trimmer blade. This trimmer blade is great. You turn it around. It's like, see, I get under my big schnoz like that. Or you get your sideburns with the trimmer blade. Spectacular. Rich lathering shave gel, travel blade cover. Now, Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they are offering you a special trial offer. You heard it right. Redeem your trial offer, a $13 value, all yours when you sign up. And as a special offer for fans listening to Joe Piscopo in the morning, you go to harrys.com right now, enter the code Piscopo, P-I-S-C-O-P-O, and at checkout, you get that post-shave balm for free, which you will love. Please check out harrys.com, code Piscopo.
I was fed up with the overwhelming liberal bias in public schools, so I decided to homeschool my kids. The problem was finding a curriculum that represented the values I grew up with. Things like faith, family, patriotism, and the truth about our country's history. Then I checked out BJU Press. BJU Press has everything our homeschool needs, and with the right values. Go to BJUPressHomeschool.com and see for yourself. You'll feel good about how you homeschool.
Make plans now to join Salem Radio Network hosts Hugh Hewitt, Larry Elder, and Mike Gallagher on the 2018 Aloha Talkers Hawaii Cruise. Sail around and explore some of the world's most beautiful islands. Then at night, gather together with Hugh, Larry, and Mike for a special time discussing a fresh course for this nation. The 2018 Aloha Talkers Hawaii Cruise sets sail for 7 days, August 11th through the 18th. For all the details, visit AM970TheAnswer.com or call 855-655-1335. Book your trip today.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo on the radio. You heard me talking about spider crickets in my basement. They were so creepy to me. Well, a package arrived at my doorstep from Plug-In Pest Free. Well, I plugged in my Pest Free Pro, and now my pest problems are a thing of the past. The spider crickets are gone. It was that simple. Plug-In Pest Free is completely non-toxic, environmentally friendly, no fumes, no smell, no fuss, no mess. Plus, it's long-term and cost-effective. Forget about those expensive ongoing yearly chemical treatments. Your Plug-In Pest Free Pro has a one-time cost of only $249, saving you a ton of money. Visit GoPestFree.com. That's GoPestFree.com. Promo code Joe20 for 20% off and free shipping. GoPestFree.com. Promo code Joe20 before this offer expires. Don't spray and regret. Plug in and forget.
Don't miss Jay Sekulow live at 5:30 this afternoon. Tune in then on AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Nissan.
I got to have a reason.
Joe Lundberg is our meteorologist. Joey, give it to us. 7:57 right now. How bad is it going to be tonight?
Tonight it won't be too bad. I think tomorrow's the height of the storm. Throughout the day, there's going to be snow. There might be a little rain mixed in along the coast and especially east of the city. But this is mostly going to be a heavy, wet snowfall. And we're expecting 6 inches or more in the city and environs.
And worse probably out west, northwest,
yeah.
Correct?
Yeah, exactly. The hills of the northern New Jersey, ground of the Hudson Valley.
Joey, walk us through, if you would. So it comes in like about...
I'd say between 8 and 10 o'clock tonight, there'll be some snow mixed with rain. rain.
Oh, boy.
And it'll be fairly intermittent overnight, but by morning there could be an inch or two in the ground, and then it just goes to town during the day tomorrow. Heavy, wet snow with some wind, too, but nothing like the storm last week.
And it'll last into Wednesday, like
Wednesday
that.
Wednesday evening, like 9, 10 o'clock tomorrow night.
No, I'm going to have to stay. And you know, I'm asking you just for myself.
Yeah,
thank you.
I know. It's a personal forecast. Right?
Well, and I should just hunker down in the city as opposed to going back and forth that it's going to be a mess out in West 78, right,
That's
Joe?
That's why I rode yesterday, so I could get it in before this mess.
You got it, Joe.
I sent you pictures of it.
Oh, I want to see. Thank you, Joe Lundberg.
You're welcome.
7:58 with Piscopo in the morning. Mike Gallagher coming up in the next hour. Mark Serrano on the show as well. And you always at 877-970-2999.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.